Enjoying a lovely, sunny Friday afternoon here in Elyria. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We've got a very special guest in studio with us. Before we get to Mr. Grant, Mr. Douglas, just a quick update on what's going on in our nation's capital.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Of course, we were talking earlier today, the House would possibly go to a vote trying to repeal Obamacare. Apparently, Paul Ryan and Donald Trump got to speaking with their members of the GOP and said, look, we don't have enough votes to do this. So they've actually pulled it now. So we'll see what happens here in the future.
And we'll keep tabs on that throughout the rest of the show. We will be with you until 6:30 tonight. We enjoy Marcus Madison, does great things for us. He's been on the show a couple times, but he went out and did us a favor because he was able to get us the CEO and the president of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County. We've got Orlando Grant joining us in studio. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually. It's a beautiful day here in Northeast Ohio, in Elyria, Ohio. So I'm excited for that, but I'm even more excited about the things we have coming up.
And let's start with the big one coming up tomorrow. You guys have a few big events every year. This is the first one of this calendar year. Bowl for Kids' Sake. WEOL is one of the sponsors. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have to be absolutely ecstatic about the turnout so far.
Yes, we are ecstatic. We are, I would say, sold out, but we are always willing to accept more individuals that want to participate. But yes, we have sold all of our lanes out. We do have some extra lanes if people would like to come back. But Bowl for Kids' Sake is an exciting opportunity for anybody to say, hey, I want to be a part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters mission of Lorain County. We are excited about what we're doing, what we're going to be doing for the future, and how we're going to go big and move our organization to not only be the premier Big Brothers Big Sisters site throughout the nation, but also be an impact organization here in Lorain County.
And even if you don't want to go and bowl, just to go down there and participate, just be part of the action and see it all go down, it's such a rewarding experience, I'm sure, for you. You mentioned before we went on the air, you've been with the organization for 5 months, correct?
Right, just 5 months. But I tell you, it's been some of the best 5 months that I've ever had, because to see the kids come up to you and say thank you, to see the kids interact with their bigs is so impactful, because we are really laying the foundation through our one-to-one mentoring, through our assistance and match support that we give to not only our bigs, but our littles, and being able to see the results from those things are a great opportunity to see them lay the foundation to be productive astronauts, citizens, and even possibly presidents for our country. So we're excited about that.
Orlando, a lot of people obviously know about Big Brothers Big Sisters, but what is the ultimate goal of the organization to do for the younger kids?
See, what it is, many of the kids are involved in our program, mm-hmm. come from environments or backgrounds that is not helpful for them. What we do is we try to educate our kids about there is an alternative to what they see every day in their life. They may come from homes where it's a single parent. They may come from homes where their income levels fall below the poverty line. But we have a great plethora of people that are volunteers that come and say, although I may not have kids of my own, or even if I do have kids, there are kids in need out there. So what their interactions do for the kids that are in need provides an opportunity for those kids to be successful and move forward in life, to give an opportunity to be productive people in our community.
Orlando Grant, President and CEO, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Let's talk about some of these programs that you guys have. I've read these earlier today. These are really kind of cool. You guys have specific programs, I think, that really make such a huge impact. Lunch Buddies is one of the first things I mm-hmm. looked at, too, because you hear a lot of these stories about how some of these kids, they're isolated at lunch, whether they just don't know how to or don't want to kind of mix in with everybody mm-hmm. else. You guys have a specific program where your program can step in and really help these kids intermix.
Right. So our lunch, we have two core programs with Big Brothers Big Sisters. We have our community-based program, and then we have our school-based program. Our school-based program then have two facets, where we have our Lunch Buddy program, and then we have our after school. Specifically towards the Lunch Buddy program, you have kids that go to school every day, that isolate themselves, that are isolated because of bullying and because of other factors that play a role. Or even kids that may not isolate themselves, but just don't have a positive role model to look at. So what we do is we partner with a variety of organizations, local and regionally, to say, hey, give up a half an hour of your day, a half an hour a week, or at some point four occasions during that month to come by, sit down and have lunch with the kids. Have them old chicken nuggets or have that old the Mexican pizzas. I don't know. I used to love them little circular Mexican pizzas.
No kidding.
And, you know, and just talk. That's sometimes that's all a kid want to do is be heard. You being a person of an adult, been through a lot of the things that they went through. So just allowing a kid to talk to you, for you to be heard, and then give them an opportunity to say, hey, I understand. I hear you. Let me tell you how you can do this better, different, and be more of a to not make the same mistakes that I did. And that's a great thing about our Lunch Buddy program. And then also, it empowers you as the supporter of that child, what we call our big, to say, hey, I'm giving up my own time, I'm giving up my own lunch to go out and provide assistance to a kid that really just wants to be heard. At the end of the day, they really just want to be heard and listened to.
And I think at the end of the day, too, I think they just kind of want to know that somebody cares, right?
Exactly.
And I think that's such a huge influence, too, because sometimes if you're just an ear to listen to, sometimes that's all they need. I mean, because sometimes, like you said, there could be kids out there. It might be the environment in which they were brought up, whatever the case may be. But the fact that you're just spending a half hour with them, sometimes that goes a long ways because it shows that somebody cares.
Exactly. There's no greater feeling in the world than when you wake up or you get a hug. Or you wake up and say, you know what, I miss you, I love you. Or there's a no greater feeling in the world to just say, you know what, I understand. We have a plethora of volunteers. We have people that are in our system to say, you know what, that's telling all these kids that never heard that in their life to say, you know what, I understand. I can relate. I understand what you're going through. And to be able to have kids experience that, not only weekly, but beyond what they're going through on a daily basis is so important. So that's why we encourage people to not only be involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters, but really just take the opportunity to give back in their community in whatever shape and form. But we would prefer if you come to Big Brothers Big Sisters. I'm not going to come and sell someone else, but you know, it is opportunities to really give back in a volunteering manner. Because you know what? I believe in this moniker that service is the rent we pay for the space that we occupy on this earth. Sure. And at some point, whether you are multi-million-dollar professional or you just some average worker doing fixing cars, somebody helped you along the way. Sure. Somebody helped me. Somebody helped you guys, I'm sure. So if you can give back and say, hey, I'm reaching out my hand to you to provide a service or help to you, that's really what it's all about. So that provides you your self-worth in terms of helping someone else get to the point where you know they can get. And there's no other greater feeling, at least for myself, there's no greater feeling.
You mentioned the lunch program, Orlando. What are some of the other activities? Is that sort of up to the big to maybe take them to an Indians game? Do you guys have activities that you decide on? How does that work?
So what we normally do, we have a wide range. So our Lunch Buddy program is just a structured program where the individual come once a week to have lunch with the kid at the school. But in our community-based program, that's where you get a lot more flexibility. Yeah. And we just don't match any kid. It is a lengthy process from the interview of the big or the volunteer. We interview the kid as well as the family. We have what we call a match support meeting where the kid and his family come together with the potential big to say, hey, is this a good fit? Yeah, I like these type of things, but I don't like going. I like indoor activities. I don't like outdoor activities. So, of course, we're not going to match those two individuals. So what we do after we go through the match report, we do our background checks because we want to make sure that everyone is going to be a safe and a healthy environment. Then it's up to the big and the little to say, hey, what is it that you like to do? Some say Indians games. Some say going to a park for a walk. Some may just say, hey, let's go to a batting cage. I have one of our board members, his kid, his little, just like to go to Home Depot and look at all of the tools. You know, those are things we take for granted. Wow. You know, I go to Home Depot. I know that's some work going to be involved in that. Right. We know our significant others putting this, making us fix a gutter, cut the grass. No, they just wanted to go to Home Depot to look at tools. That's all he wanted to do. And then next thing you know, he wanted to go back to his big's house and say, hey, let me help you fix this. Let me help you plant these flowers. So those are things we take for granted. But those lasting little things could be so impactful in a kid. Sometimes we provide as an organization group outings or what we call big for days where we could this year we're doing a sailboat down on the lake where they can actually go out on a boat. We're doing things where they can actually go learn how to play tennis. So those are things that we're doing in order to help the provide additional support. We go into a Gladiators game. We did a Cavs game. So we do a lot of various activities to help the kids and the bigs provide opportunities. But ultimately, it's really up to that big and that little to say, hey, what is it that you like? What is it that we can do that you don't never get a chance to do? And a lot of times it may not mean paying for something. It just may want to sit down and have a lunch, a burger at Steak and Shake or something, you know, of that nature, just to be able to talk.
That really is pretty incredible. I mean, something even as simple as just going to Home Depot and then, hey,
that's
might,
right.
you might get a helping hand out of that, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's I guess the service that the part of it is that he's learning something while he's doing it. So you as an adult say, hey, I may not know everything about building a home or building, fixing things around the house, but you know what? I know how to fix that clog in the sink. So let me show you how I fix it. So then once again, he will then know how to fix it 10, 15 years down the road. And that's a lasting foundational piece that you'll be able to, that child will be able to have.
Orlando Grant, president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Let's stick with what you just mentioned for a few moments here, because again, we had a conversation before we went on the air. You said you've been doing the nonprofit thing for about 15 years, right?
15 years, yes.
And one of the coolest things for you, I'm sure, is that, you know, 15 years later, you get to see these kids as they grow up.
Right.
I mean, they've obtained all this knowledge, all these things they've learned, whether it be life lessons or a skill maybe they picked up somewhere along the way. I would imagine that's probably the most gratifying thing. Now you see them all grown up. They've got kids. They're passing that knowledge on to somebody else. And you see, now 15 years later, you're seeing these kids in their mid-20s now, getting in their 30s. That's got to be really cool.
You know, we were talking earlier about the, back in my, when I first got into nonprofit, you know, seeing kids that were in elementary school. And then 10, 15 years later, I'm still in my career. And then as I progressed, they progressed in life. And so when they come up to you and say, hey, Mr. Grant, you're still expecting that 10, 11-year-old kid. Now you get this kid with facial hair. Now you get this kid that got a full-time job. Now you got this kid that's in college. And it's so rewarding. The fact that, one, that they remembered you. So that means you left an impact in their life. That's the key thing, that you left an impact in their life. And then once you were able to leave that impact in their life, they took that moment, that opportunity to take it and carry it on through their progression in their life. Of course, you know, sometimes we got kids that make mistakes, but every kid in the way they are, it's innocence. So how can I turn this innocence into something productive so they can be productive citizens in our community? So that's the greatest satisfaction. That I remember I was working in program called the Weed and Seed, and we work with kids from Giddings Elementary School, and we work with them. We did after school program, we did safety fairs, and then years later, this kid is probably 19 or 20, maybe about 3-4 years ago, he said, Mr. Grant, I just want to thank you, because you know what, you introduced me to this, I guess, a policeman at the time, and I got an opportunity to tour the police vehicles, and we brought all these police and safety force vehicles, and they never had an opportunity to see that. Only time they saw it was in the situation when there was something bad being addressed. So they saw officers, they saw policemen, they saw these vehicles that say, hey, we are not your enemy. We are your friend. We're here to protect and to serve you. So when he told me that, I was like, wow, that was nothing. It was just a program. We were doing our civic engagement as part of our program. But when he said that, to this day, and guess what? Now he wants to be a police cop. So that little thing that we did as a community fair is leading to him to want to go back and then be a policeman in the community that he lives, he works, and he plays in. So he's taking his active role. So now he's being a good, he's paying rent for the service that was offered to him years ago. Now he's giving back service for the community. And once again, that is what we are here to do. That is our ultimate goal, is really to lay the foundation so that when our day come, when we leave this earth, somebody can say, you know what? They ain't got to lie and go to our funeral and say, he was a cool guy. You know, no, they say, no, this man, this brother, this sister, this whoever said, you know what? Thank you. Because you know what? Back when nobody else listened to me, back when nobody else cared, he helped me. He made me laugh. He played catch with me. He took me to Home Depot. So that was a good thing. Cool. So.
That's awesome stuff. I mean, I feel like there are a lot of cool stories out there for sure like that. We'll cut you loose on this, all right? So, obviously, you've got the Bowl for Kids' Sake thing tomorrow. So, if folks would like to get involved tomorrow, or even if they can't make it tomorrow, tell the folks out there listening how they can get involved with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Right. There's so many. Of course, we would love for you to come out. You can always, even if you can't come tomorrow, you can donate. Go to www.biglorainecounty.org. You can always go on there. You can always participate in future events and always remain on our website. Once you join, sign in our website, you can be a part of our listserv. We always send out information on our listserv. But also, we are looking at potential board members. You know, we're looking at individuals that want to play a more direct role in our the future of our organization and what you can offer to it. So if you are interested in that, I would encourage you to just go to our website, www.biglorainecounty.org, or you can call our offices at 440-277-6541.
BigLorainCounty.org. That's BigLorainCounty.org. Orlando, you said you've been here 5 months, right?
Yes, sir.
This is your first time in studio?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we got to have you on again. That was a lot of fun.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys for your support of our event tomorrow. I appreciate you for allowing us to use your platform to get the word out about the great things that we're doing. Please continue to support us for all your listeners. And if you can't support us by giving money, maybe you can support us by giving your time and becoming a big. Go big in 2017. Go big in everything that you do. In Lorain County, let's go big this year.
Go big. Nothing wrong with that. Orlando Grant, President and CEO, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County. Thanks as always, my friend. That was awesome.
Thank you very much, and you guys have a good day.
All righty. We'll be back after this. Bullseye on the Afternoon continues on AM 930 WEOL.